the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And we are doing pop clips.
Yeah, you weren't too sure about that.
Well,
were you?
Sometimes I forget.
Like, I wanted to do pop clips, but, you know, I was thinking, well, maybe not.
You never know. Starting off, we have... Now, you know how when you used to work at Burger King and...
Many years ago, yeah. That was my first job.
Yeah, and you didn't want your... like old classmates to see you at work.
Oh yeah, plenty of times. One time, you know, they have like the 50-pound brick of lard that you have to put in the fryer. I hoisted it up on my shoulder so it was covering my head, and then I walked by that way.
Well, this guy has kind of got the same thing going, except he was arrested, and when he went up against the judge was like, "Hey, didn't we go to school together?"
That's funny.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, I was your prom date.
Mm-hmm. So here's the clip of that.
F-15-13303. Okay, Mr. Booth, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go to Nautilus for middle school?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry to see you there. I always wondered what happened to you, sir.
Oh, he's a criminal.
I know.
This is the nicest kid in middle school.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
He was the best kid in middle school. I used to play football with him.
Now he's breaking down crying.
So oh, my goodness.
This really brought it all back for him,
didn't it? It made it real.
Put it all in perspective.
Change your ways. Good luck to you.
Well, you know what it is?
Oh, my goodness.
he knows
how old we've become.
He knows his horrible life.
Oh my goodness.
Right? Yeah. And he sees what she's done with her life.
I hope you're able to.
He's the one, you know, he's a criminal, arrested,
lead a lawful life.
And she's sitting there, the fucking judge.
Well, what am I
They'll explain to you how to
okay.
I mean, that really shows you what you did with your life. Like, listen, it is possible to do something. They started out in the same fucking place. They were in grade school together.
And from what she says, he was a super nice guy.
Nice guy in grade school. She became a fucking judge. He became a criminal.
She's a hot judge, too.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Kind of looks like Emmy Rossum in this blurry video.
Yeah.
I don't know what she looks like in real life.
Yeah.
Real life.
Judge right? Points. Give her extra credit.
I'd like to fuck that judge. Oh, did I say that aloud? Shit. You're in contempt, sir.
Yeah. I'd like to be in contempt.
Come back to my chambers. We'll talk about this. That's what a porn would be.
She's nude under the robe.
They're always nude under the robe.
Yeah. Ooh, wait. You're eating her out under her robe while she's, proceeding.
Yeah, because that's why the desk is so big, so she can get mm-hmm. eaten out. Yeah. Or blown, if it's a dude.
Or both.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know what I'll play first? I'm just scheduling the show on...
All right, whatever.
The number... four song in the country right now, I think. It's called Cheerleader by OMI.
Who's OMI?
I don't know. There's a new band, and they have their top five song. It's at least in the top five right now.
Is it OMI? Is it OMI?
Could be OMI. No, it's all capitalized. Let's go OMI.
OMI! Maybe they're yelling it. Whatever. Is it shitty? Because most music's shitty.
Well, decide for yourself.
When I need motivation... My one solution is my...
He said motivation, not motivation.
I don't know what the fuck
he's saying. Stay strong. Yeah,
I hear an accent. Already, I'm not a whore.
In my corner, right there when I wanna. All these
there's some kind of reggae shit. What is this?
It's like snow. Fake reggae.
Do you need me?
It could be real reggae. I don't know. I don't know what all this is.
Like yeah, I'm on the shitty side of things right now. What number is this?
Like number four?
Really?
Three or four?
People are listening to this and like, oh my god, I gotta call Carl up. Listen to this reggae shit. This is my summer jam.
Maybe it is a really good video or something. Because you gotta remember.
Well, like chicks blowing dudes?
Remember these days that songs get big because of videos.
I guess.
So now, like, the new Rihanna video has her nude in it and stuff.
Whoa, that's going to be an awesome song.
Yeah, so it's going to be, like, number one because everyone's going to go watch the video. And now that Billboard puts in the video stuff.
Yeah. I get. You know what? That's great for your artist.
It's kind of cheating.
Yeah, you might have a shitty song. You just get somebody to make a kick-ass video, and that bumps you the fuck up. Pretty nice. Cause this is pretty bad. This is boring. This is a nothing.
Yeah. Last week's Selena Gomez shitty song.
They're pretty much equivalent to me. Both zeros.
Yeah, there's no chorus. I guess what he mentioned, the cheerleader, that's the chorus?
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's what the kids are listening to. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, kids are fucking dumb.
Pretty bad song. We just added to it by playing that. Now he's going to get even more.
Oh, yeah.
Something number one now.
The WizKid bump.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it. Kingmakers we are.
Now I have a group of songs that should be hits because they're all about boyfriends. The first one is someone's attempt at humor from 2013. A girl named Haley Rowe. I guess she's some sort of...
she famous?
She's only got 2,000 subscribers, so I think she's like a low-level YouTube celebrity, like super low-level.
I guess.
But this is her song called My Boyfriend is Gay. It's her attempt at humor.
All right. I don't know why that would be funny.
It's a hot girl effect. You know how girls
she is
always...
pretty attractive, yeah.
My boyfriend's gay.
I'm so funny, everyone's laughing at this.
It happened on a Monday. It was my baby's birthday. I wanted to surprise him, he deserved a treat. He said he'd be late working. He'd call me when he's leaving.
Late working on a guy's ass, I guess. That's a joke.
I mean,
I really relate to this song with all her rich people clothes that she's wearing.
She can sing fine.
This song is useless.
I mean,
I can see idiots laughing at this.
Yeah.
With horrible senses of humor.
Yeah, of course. I'm surprised she's not more popular then. Because I can imagine a lot of people laughing at this, and I don't find it funny. Yeah, I mean, it's just pretty stupid, but... Shouldn't gay groups be, like... I imagine they'd be angry with this.
Well, she's not saying it's negative. I mean, it's negative for her, right?
She is saying it's a negative.
Well,
she doesn't want him to be gay.
Well, yeah. If you're dating someone and they say, yeah, I guess it turns out I don't like you. That's bad. Whatever the reason is, I could sing a song about my girl... I don't know.
What?
My girl doesn't like tall guys all of a sudden.
I don't know. It sounds pretty... The lyrics sound pretty simplistic, too. I don't know. I feel like I could write this song.
It's stupid. I'm glad she thinks she's hilarious. Maybe we'll have to see what other videos, shitty videos she puts out. Here's a real person on YouTube, not some slick shit, wrote a song.
From her heart. Not about her gay boyfriend.
Well, this is about her boyfriend. It's a song I wrote for my beloved boyfriend.
Yeah, it's not about her gay boyfriend. It's about her straight boyfriend.
But they're exes now. They've since broke up, but at the time they were still boyfriends.
Wow.
And well, she tells you.
Hey guys. I'm Angie. I'm from Germany. That's why my English sucks a lot.
Sounds pretty good to me.
I wrote a song for my boyfriend because he lives in Florida and
is that a German accent?
Between us.
Apparently.
I really miss him.
So she lives in Germany. Her boyfriend lives in Florida.
How does that happen?
I don't know, and she's hot.
Yeah.
But she,
you know what? Maybe for work, he had to go. Maybe he travels for work, because a really hot chick is not just going to have some internet long-distance thing.
Why don't we, I don't, you know what? She might.
I don't know.
You know, why don't we...
You want to start going on the internet in, like, foreign countries?
Why don't we just get a bunch of fake girls? At least give us a few more listeners.
I don't know how we do that.
And then, you know, if we mention our real girlfriends, they'll just think we're talking about them.
My girlfriend. I think we're... Who may or may not be German. I don't know.
Yeah, I went to the drive with my girlfriend today. I think we live in... I live in Germany. We don't even have... What?
No, please. Didn't I just say, like, come on. You know, I just... I gotta make some shit up for the show.
Yeah. So, yeah, we should just get fake girlfriends in Europe.
But why? Well, yeah, for listeners. I forgot.
Well, for maybe they'll send us nude pictures, too.
Yeah. Well, I really don't need that, man.
It's more exciting than when it's someone that you can't just, you know...
I mean, I guess. Maybe I can get her to do some weird shit.
I'm sorry for my English, and I'm sorry for my guitar playing.
Her, you know what? She speaks better English than a lot of people who were born in this fucking country.
Yeah, if you like my song, just let me know. If you don't like it, please don't be mean. So
you Nazi bitch!
Just watch other videos, okay?
Other videos. Okay. There, she sounded German.
I try to give my best.
I sound like this.
Oh, no.
Wrong chord, lady.
Oh, gosh.
She's like the angry guitarist that we used to play.
There we go. Now we got it.
I have to tune it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But now we're tuning?
Do you understand? You could have hit pause on your shit.
It's embarrassing.
Then tune it?
Yeah, no editing. Talk to Kimberly Ann. She knows how to edit videos at least.
Give her credit for that much. I didn't know. I just hit record and that was it. Then I hit upload.
Perfect.
No.
Let's start.
And it sounds a little off to me still.
So, it must be. Yeah, now it's right.
But I tune by ear, so. I got a gay German boyfriend.
No, she's German.
Yeah, so it's her boyfriend.
No, he's from Florida.
He's at Florida. He's not from Florida. She didn't say that.
She said he lives in Florida.
Exactly. What? There's no Germans in Florida?
Dude, you know it's an internet situation.
I don't know that. He travels for work.
We met on the internet. He works. Reddit.
No, he works for the pipeline.
No, there's no pipeline.
He sells gator skins.
Is there lyrics or what?
Nope.
I wrote an instrumental for my boyfriend.
I know. Already, I like her singing better than the last chick.
Guitar's too loud, I can't
hear. I was gonna say the mix is pretty bad, but I still like it.
About
the future. The future.
If we can work it out. So many moments.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, she's just singing to her computer, probably. That's why, you know, it doesn't sound that great. But you can tell, she has a good voice. I like it. Sounds very soulful. She could be the next Jewel.
Singing about her internet boyfriends.
Yeah. You know what? I have no idea what any of the lyrics for the song are. Do you?
No, they're far away. Time.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, I have no idea what
Rocky
she's saying.
Rocky Jean.
I like it, but I don't know what she said.
That was uploaded in 2009.
Ooh.
So she's probably a big star in Germany by now.
Probably. Bigger than Hasselhoff.
Mm-hmm. This next lady is called Just Hope. And
I just hope she's good.
I wonder if that's a play on words and her name's Hope. She wrote a song, not for her boyfriend. It's called I Want to Take a Vacation to Heaven.
She wants to die? Please, someone kill me. Is that code?
I think it is.
Oh, man.
Okay, so a lot of people have been asking me to do a song.
A lot of people have been asking me to kill myself.
A while ago. But I was going through a really rough time.
Now, this girl is a pretty blonde girl.
Yeah, she's
and I don't want to judge, but why is she depressed?
I know. Well,
the world's her fucking... A pretty blonde girl, the world's their oyster.
You know, I hate to break
literally
it to you.
Literally, is their oyster.
Listen. Attractive people have problems too.
The world
know.
Is their smelly oyster. That's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, and who wants to eat a fucking oyster? Fucking goo.
And
salty
I just
goo.
Want people to know that.
For that, I'll blow a guy.
I know what it feels like to feel like you don't want to be here anymore.
She's so
like,
sad.
You feel like worthless.
The thing is,
I know what that
you
feels
do kind of.
Like
I mean, you judge her because she's attractive. Like she doesn't know what she's talking about. But really her father could be molesting her. You know, he don't know.
True. She'll be locked in that room the last 15 years.
Yeah. She could be one of the chicks in Cleveland.
Someone's buying her hair dye.
Her captor.
I want to take a vacation to heaven. I'm really tempted to leave. I don't know if I want to go.
But she's in so much misery.
I'm in so much misery.
You're not guessing, you're reading the lyrics.
I'm sure my mom would understand.
Well, if you don't want to live, it's all right with me, I guess. I get it.
I mean, I don't... Listen, if I don't know you, you could live or die. What the fucking difference does it make to me?
I'm sure...
I'm never going to meet you. You're never gonna have any effect on my life. So you might as well be dead now.
To find me tomorrow.
Dead.
With a note that said goodbye.
Found my rotting corpse in my room. My hot rotting corpse.
I mean, that's the only...
But you'd still want to fuck a little bit.
The only shame of it is that she's attractive.
Listen, didn't start decomposing yet. I should fuck it.
And what if in her suicide note she gives consent?
I went into...
So you can't say any shit about dead people can't give consent because she fucking did. So you can shut up.
It just didn't feel right.
I can't go on anymore. By the way, you could have sex with me if you want.
I kept it all.
She got lyrics that sound like, don't stress out about the funeral.
Oh, really? Oh, don't be stressed out? You don't have to fucking pay for this shit, do you?
And your insurance policy that you got out is useless. You can't kill yourself.
I know. So thanks. No, I won't stress out. No, no. Shit's expensive.
This is a sad song.
How old is this? I wonder if she's still alive.
About 2 years old. Less than 2 years old.
Is there anything, recent?
Don't stress about the future.
I'm curious if she's dead.
I would imagine she's not dead, but,
Yeah, most people, they just fucking talk a big game.
No, she's not dead.
Yeah, fucking pussy.
Still posting songs.
I still wanna die.
She's got other tracks. We're gonna start listening to more of her stuff. I Won't Give Up.
Apparently,
Say Something by A Great Big World.
She
cover.
Does give up. She said she wanted to kill Gone herself, and she fucking didn't. She's a quitter.
She has a makeup tutorial.
Yeah, that's what I need.
I Need a Doctor song for Tracy. She hasn't posted anything in about 3 months, but she is active.
Listen, if she hasn't been on in 3 months, I'm just going to have to hope that she's dead. Hope she finally did it.
Speaking of people singing songs, we all like to play some from Kimberly Ann, who has not been active this week. So I don't know if she's busy.
Know. You know what? Maybe they're on family vacation. It's like 4th of July weekend.
I don't know. But she did decide to cover Bad Blood by Taylor Swift, and it's so bad we had to play a few minutes of it.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
Wait till the music starts.
Yeah, this is an acapella version.
So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Now we got problems.
You know what, Mark? She's like,
who's playing this?
She's a horrible singer, but she didn't give up, okay?
Yeah, that's true. So what is this?
Did you have to do this?
Is someone playing the music for her? Like, you know, like a band?
She just got some track.
One was shining, now it's all rusted. Did you have to hit me where I'm
deep? Yeah, I mean, bad as usual. Okay.
In so deep, saw in the moonlight.
Anyone saying anything interesting in the comments?
Yes.
Oh, it's so sad to
Someone says, you are so fucking stupid.
You're an attention seeker.
It's good he broke up with your ass. I don't know. I didn't know she broke up with
him. Oh, shit. She had a boyfriend like 3 months ago or something?
This Danny Brown, he must be an insider, this guy. First of all, you never include people you don't have shit to do with your relationship. Why would you set him up if you were supposed to love him? What are you fucking 14?
Set him
14?
Up how? Did you kill him?
See, obviously this guy knows what's going on that we don't...
Yeah.
He's privy to information we don't have.
Kimberly Insider.
That's what children do. I can tell you have a comprehension problem because you seem to do not understand how a relationship works. If a dude wants space, give it to him. You aren't supposed to make a guy your life. Live your life while he lives his, and you're supposed to meet in the middle. I hope he finds a better girl. You are a dumbass. Oh my God, you're so fucking dumb. You ruined your fucking relationship.
Is this Dr. Phil? Because he's
dumbass.
So wise.
By your last video, you can tell the guy loved you and you don't loved you, do you? Acts like a 14-year-old. This guy can barely write. and have a bitch one of named her Crystal acting like something else. But how about you act 22 like you stress so much and talk on the phone?
I'm 22, okay?
I'm going to pass out from all these words. You're now ex. What about going on? Don't get another relationship, dummy. This is long.
I'm already bored. All right, so she had a boyfriend. He wanted space, which means I want to fucking break up anyway.
So she must be so depressed that she's
so not she really... must have did something.
She even says, sorry, I haven't posted a video in a while, but she hasn't posted anything.
Yeah, maybe she's bummed out. You know, I bet there's some other shit going on, too, because she would just put a video out about how she's so sad about it.
Yeah, it's rather odd that she doesn't.
Like I said, she supposedly had that job, but she might have gotten fired already. And it was holiday time.
Yeah,
so.
given samples at BJ's Wholesale Warehouse. And now Mark and I are going to be doing a compare and contrast. Now,
of our penises?
Did you ever do that in school where you
take... Well, my dick's bigger.
You take two pieces of literature or, you know, whatever, songs in this case, and you compare how the songs are alike and how they're different.
Well, in college, I had a film and literature class where we would read the book and then watch the movie.
And then compare and contrast.
Exactly. Then I read a paper on it. So now, I did. So I guess I'm an expert. Took it in college.
Mm-hmm. So there's two songs that we're comparing. Elvis's big hit, Kentucky Rain.
Hound Dog.
No, not Hound Dog. Kentucky Rain.
I'm Elvis.
Which I believe we did on Pop Clips years ago.
This sounds familiar.
It's a 1970 hit, and it's about him looking for his lady who left him. In 1980, so 10 years later, Ronnie Millsap, a blind country star.
Fuck him, blind bastard. You know I hate blind people.
Who we played the song...
Except Daredevil.
There's some stranger in my house that I can't see. That was his big hit. He wrote that. But he has a song called Smoky Mountain Rain. Sorry, not Rocky Mountain. So we're going to compare these things. Now here's the first verse of Kentucky Rain.
Yeah, you don't make them like this anymore.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night.
So he was on the road with this girl.
Yeah.
She left him.
Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home.
Maybe she's running from you, though. So consider that.
So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much.
I don't recommend hitchhiking. I don't know how far you're gonna get, especially as a dude. A chick, you can hitch.
Never knowing.
You might get something bad might happen to you, but you'll get somewhere.
So here's the first verse of Smoky Mountain Rain. Came out 10 years later, different artist, different writer.
Okay.
I thumb away from LA back to Knoxville. Found out those bright lights ain't where I belong.
So this guy is coming back from the road.
Yeah.
From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her
that I'm blind.
I had a change of dreams, I'm coming home.
Remember I had that other dream where I told you to go fuck off? Now I changed my mind. Actually, I tried and I failed, so now I'm going to pretend I missed you so much. Is that cool?
So in Kentucky Rain, he was on the road with the girl and she left, and this one, he's coming back from the road.
Yeah, pretty similar. There's a lot of similarities. They're both thumbing.
So here's the next verse of Kentucky Rain. This is the chorus.
Aw, man, when you get water in your shoes,
you gotta get galoshes, you know?
Yeah. One time I was like, my boots were so shitty. They were so old, and I didn't have the money for new boots, and the bottoms were all broken and shit, and it was snowy, so every step, I'm just like getting all wet. Oh, it's horrible. Feet are freezing.
Here's the chorus of Smoky Mountain Rain. They're both out in the rain searching for girls.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, The internet has made this obsolete. Like, dudes aren't searching for their girls anymore. They just have to Google their name and find them.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there you are. Back then, you had to fucking literally drive around.
Well, I put that app so the GPS pops up, so I know where you are.
You had to thumb around in the rain. Apparently, it always rains in Tennessee and Kentucky.
Are they close to each other?
I think they might. I don't know. They might be close bordering.
I kind of think they are.
So here's another verse from the song, "Kentucky Rain." Finally got a ride this guy. Reach a man who asked,
were you bound on such a cold dark afternoon? A preacher, huh? As we drove on through. Now you gotta hear sermons all the fucking time. I'd rather walk. Thanks. With a prayer that I'd
find you. And Smoky Mountain Rain. I waved a diesel down outside. Yeah, he finally found a ride too.
Oh, is it with the preacher? He
said. No, that's not a preacher. I mean, his version. Gatlinburg! I like how he says that. Up in the cab all wet
and cold and lonely. You're not lonely anymore. You got a ride. I'm your friend. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. And I'd be like, get the fuck out of my car, you pussy. I'm going to let like a crying man into my car. Wipe your eyes.
So those are two songs written 10 years apart that are pretty much the same exact storyline.
I know.
With a few subtle differences. There's another verse I didn't record.
We don't need to.
For Kentucky Rain, because we've done it before, where he finds two old men in front of a country store and says, hey, have you seen this girl? And they're like, yeah, I think she was here yesterday. Wait, no, the
blew
day before.
Both of us, yep. I remembers. Okay, when Elvis mentioned the preacher man, that got me to thinking. I was remembering the other day. There was a church by me, and there was a for sale sign like a while ago, and I found out that apparently some other kind of church organization, they all kind of pooled their money together, so they just have like a bunch of different masses go on there. And I thought today, like, oh, it would have been hilarious for me to buy that church, then put up a sign saying Satan's House of Satan.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, just to fuck with people.
Satanist church. People would complain, I'm sure.
Yeah, welcome to Satan's House of Satan.
That's where most Satanists are. They're just trying to piss people off.
I know. I don't think they actually believe in any of that shit. They just want to make people angry.
Mm-hmm. And now for the song of the week. If you've been feeling under the weather or you're injured.
Oh, I'm a little sick.
There's a good way. Marvin Gaye, as you all know, thought of a way to heal yourself.
Was he gay? Get him. I would have changed my name.
When he got shot by his father, he should have had someone jerk him off so he was healed.
Like Lenny Straight. Sexual healing, yeah, it is a classic.
Because he was murdered, so really, I guess no one wanted to fuck him when he was hurt.
Don't you wish that were true?
Yeah.
Just how they say, like, laughter's the best medicine, it's not. You can crack somebody up with cancer. They're still dying of cancer. I'm still going to go with that chemo. I don't know.
Although they do say that orgasm is a slight, it does do a little bit, it has pain relieving qualities.
Well, yeah. It, the endorphins in the brain and shit. Plus, I take the semen and I rub it on my forehead.
Well, as a wise man once said, semen is the glue that holds society together.
That is true. A brilliant wise man said that once. Forever I follow in his footsteps.
Yo, what kind of sexual healing? Is it the act of sex? Is it his cum?
Well, no, listen. The act of sex is fucking strenuous, man.
You could die. Rockefeller
died. It
takes
a lot out of you.
Rockefeller died that way.
It's funny. It's like, when I'm at the gym and shit, and
I fuck.
that's why I exercise, obviously. But
it's like a gym, except everyone fucks instead of We couldn't afford equipment at this gym, so we're like, y'all just gotta fuck, man.
You know how much weights cost?
10 reps, go.
Shit, this trainer's hard.
Literally, he's got a big fucking raging heart.
Yeah. But when I'm, like, lifting weights or when I'm doing cardio, my heart is not even close to fucking pounding as hard as when I'm having sex. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It's like, I'm benching, like, 300 pounds, and my heart is, like, nowhere near as close to the beat as when I'm having sex. What kind of sense does that make? It doesn't even feel like I'm doing anything, that much more.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
But you are. During sex, I'm going to have a fucking heart attack.
Well, you do have wild sex.
Well, I mean, I fucking give it I give it my all.
110%.
Exactly. Maybe even 120. I'm vigorous. I am a vigorous lover. So.
All right, well, that does it.
Anyway, if you'd like to have sex with me, go to hotshotwizkids.com. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend about having sex with me. It's not too rough. Help to read me.